Anita, A-N-I-T-A, Garcia, 8-22-66, today 6-1-23. Chief complaint, cough. Number two, congestion, next one is sore throat, next one is headache, next one is fatigue, next one is I have swelling in my neck, next one is nausea, next one is abdominal pain, next one is vomiting, next one is diarrhea, next one is positive exposure to to strep. Next number, patient has had a history of COVID in the past. Next number, follow-up of fatty liver. Next number, patient also seen a rheumatologist, an Humira for her rheumatoid arthritis. Next number is follow-up of PVD. Next number is leg pain. Next number is edema at the end of the day. Next number, abdominal discomfort, most likely related to patient's current issues and problems. Period. Our patient is a 56-year-old woman, suffers from hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux. And the rheumatoid arthritis. The patient is biologic embryo at this time, which is tolerating quite well, period. The paragraph, patient comes in with above-mentioned symptoms and issues for the past 2 days, period. The paragraph, she's married, 26 years, has kids and grandkids, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Last period was in 2014, surgery, hysterectomy, partial and C-section, medical problems, hypertension, history of shingles, mild neuropathy, GERD, osteoarthritis, and rheumatoid arthritis, immunization, no flu shot, has not had COVID immunization, but did have COVID last year, family history, hypertension, diabetes, allergies, none. Review of system as above. Colonoscopy maintenance exam. Colonoscopy is up to date. Mammogram is up to date. She weighs 179 pounds. Which hasn't changed any since. So has actually gone up in the past year or so. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress except for the symptoms mentioned above. 179 pounds, 97, 98, 2, 16, 93, 139 over 67. Heart positive, some positive, still lungs, bronchi, but clear, abdomen is soft, TMs are red, portion of pharynx is red, inflamed. Neurological non-focal, there is pus noted in the posterior pharynx region. Lymph nodes inflamed on both sides. Neurological non-focal, lower extremities shows trace edema. There's epigastric tenderness present. Assessment, number one, she has a positive strep. Number two, strep pharyngitis. Number three, treated with amoxicillin. Number four, maintenance exam is up to date. Number five, history of fatty liver, no significant change. Number six, hypertension stable. Next one is pedal edema. Caused us to look at her legs again because of history of PVD and to make sure there's no DVT. None was found. Next one is she was told to take the amlodipine at nighttime because it can cause swelling, of course. Next number, continue with omeprazole. Next one is gallbladder. Looks, shows no change from previously. Next one is on Embrel. EMBREL per rheumatologist. Next one is urinalysis, blood work, LFTs per rheumatologist, as well as chest x-ray. Next one is PVD mild. Next one is carotid stenosis. No significant change from 2 years ago. Next one is weight gain. We talked about diet and exercise. Next one is she has not been on a steroid, so she could be causing her symptoms. Next number, echocardiogram shows no evidence of mitral regurgitation. Next one is no fluid was noted in the pelvic region. And above was discussed again with patient at length before leaving. Patient was given a prescription for amoxicillin in face of positive strep. Thank you.